And I'm pleased to welcome my guest in the studio today. It's Kaylen Castle. Hi, Kaylen.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine and dandy. I've been looking forward to this. I first spotted you on the internet, really, your YouTube videos, particularly when you appeared at the Southbank
Centre, wasn't it?
The one that was featured in your Thurrock.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah,
I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just to describe again, Kaylen is a guitarist and he plays the guitar in his own style, almost using it as a percussion instrument and hammering the strings against the frets with his fingers, almost the same way the hammers in a piano strike the piano strings. Now, I've made that attempt to describe your guitar playing, but I know there's probably a bit more to it than that. How would you describe it?
I guess I do approach it quite rhythmically with all the percussion and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I'm not sure, really. I mean, I saw a guy do it. His name's Andy McKee.
Right.
He's amazing. And he does that sort of style where he uses the, you know, body as a percussive instrument.
Okay.
Because it is just a box, essentially, with strings on it. So.
Yep. And you're used to playing a percussion box. We'll talk a bit about that later. But, yeah. Okay, well, look, we'll talk a bit more about all that and about you in a while. But I think we should go straight in and hear an example. Yeah, what are you going to play for us?
All right, so... It's a little groovy number of mine. It's called Two Blue.
Okay.
And,
All right. Kaylen Castle and Two Blue. Take it away. Absolutely fantastic. And the best part is watching this young man playing that guitar, because his fingers are a blur.
It's quite a visual thing.
Yeah, it really is. Well, we're actually videoing Kaylen today, and we'll put that video up on the Phoenix FM website later today. I really recommend you have a look, because you can't appreciate really what's involved until you actually see it happening live.
Much.
Yeah, it's very good. Now, I believe you're more or less self-taught on the guitar. What led you to taking up the instrument? Do you come from a musical background?
Yeah, I've got a very musical family. I am. Well, ever since I was born, really, I was, you know, listening to music and playing things. I would always tap, you know, desks or, you know, cupboards and whatever I could find. I'd just be, you know, tapping something out.
Yeah.
But yeah, my granddad, how old was I? I'm not really sure. Christ, a while back now. But
that was one of my questions. When did you first pick up the guitar?
Yeah, he. He's a blues man, and he would put his SG, his Gibson SG, on the sofa. And every time I'd walk past it, I would try and tap out the notation of Smoke on the Water.
Right.
You know, as he taught me. And every time I go past it, I'd just try and do that. So,
okay.
And yeah, I just loved it, really. And
right. So what sort of age do you think you probably were then?
Five.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
five, well, you're not six. Much older now, are you? How old are you now?
16.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Amazing. Excellent stuff. Now, you sometimes play what I thought was called the Cajun, but it's actually pronounced the Cajun, I believe.
The Cajon.
The Cajon, yeah. Sorry. Okay. This is in your dad's band. So tell us a bit about your dad's band and the Cajun.
Yes, my dad's band. Cajon. We're... yeah, my dad's band. We're a... sort of a unique ukulele type band, and I play the cajon, which is basically a box that you sit on and you hit it to make, you know, it's a drum basically. And yeah, we just do gigs around, you know, locally for fun and stuff like that, really.
Okay.
It's just, you know, good fun.
Excellent.
Because it's just what we love doing. We love you know,
for the love
music.
Of it. I mean, you mentioned your granddad, and he's a blues man. Has he been in a blues bands over the years?
He's been in a few bands, yeah.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like we'll have to get the whole family in. Have you ever thought about forming a family band?
We like a jam every now and again.
Down
at the castle household, yeah.
Oh, right.
Have a little jam.
Well, I bet that's fun. Yeah. Now, you performed at a few events for the Jack Petchie Foundation, I've heard of, and they do some very good work. And also for the motivational organisation Appetito, who I hadn't heard of.
No, yeah.
In fact, you feature on their website. Can you tell us a bit about Appetito and what their aims are?
They're a sports organisation, and they sort of... I think, they're based quite locally, and they go around to schools and give, you know, motivational talks and inspiring talks to, you know, the youth, basically. And I was contacted by Colin Nell, who's part of the organisation, and he contacted me and wanted me to perform at one of their events in a school in Harlow, I believe it was. Yeah.
And did that go down well?
Yeah, it was good fun, yeah.
I know going back to that video that I saw on YouTube, the audience were really appreciative, weren't they? They were clapping along and really gave you a good shout at the end, didn't they?
Yeah, good,
it went down really well. Excellent. Thanks, Caelan. Well, how about some more music now? What have you got for us next?
It's we're going to tone it down a bit. We're going to chill out a bit.
Good.
Okay. And if I just tune up.
Yeah, that's fine. You carry on.
Tuning's brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, you've got one of those little devices there, haven't you? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, over to you.
It's called eyeballing, and I hope you like it.
Fantastic and beautiful too. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Very good, Caleb. So you compose all these yourself, do you?
Yeah, I write all my own stuff.
Okay, it's 1, 2, 3 with me, Bob, and I'm in the studio with Caelan Castle. Well, thanks for that last track, Caelan.
No problem.
That was really nice and chilled out. So now let's talk about you. I know you're studying at college at the moment. What course are you taking?
I'm taking I'm studying BTEC Level 3, a diploma in music practice at the South Essex College in Southend.
Okay, so what does that consist of, music practice?
Well, it's more of the performing side and the practical side, so I'm going to be doing a lot of gigs around Southend and places like that, and learning about the industry, you know.
Okay.
Which is brilliant, because it's going to help me out.
That's great. So it's actually part of your course, going out and doing gigs, isn't it? Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Music. Why is music so important to you?
Because it's just when you... it's hard to explain without playing something, but I don't know, just when it gives you the shivers, and when you hear something that grabs something inside you, doesn't it?
So it's the actual music that really sort of turns you on, if you like, rather than sort of the adoration of an audience or anything like that. Okay, so it'd be fair to say that music is your life, really, isn't it at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take you forward a few years. You've finished college, distinctions all round, of course. Where do you go next?
I'm not too sure, really. I just hope that I'm doing what I love, which is playing guitar to people that enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I could live off of it. That would be the dream, wouldn't it?
Well, I think that's a realistic expectation. You know, I think there's plenty of people. It's not stardom you're looking for as such.
No.
It's having a life in music and a career in music.
Yeah,
excellent. So do you see yourself as a solo performer forever, or would you think you might connect with a band at all?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, it's definitely just a solo project, I guess you could say.
But
I'm not sure, to be honest.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. You deserve great success. Where can people find out more about you if they want to?
I've got a YouTube channel.
Okay.
I'm sure if you're just typing Caelan Castle, something will come up.
Right. Well, let's spell it for them. It's
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
Yep. Castle, as in Castle.
You can find me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is Caelan Castle, Castle.
Okay, well, we'll put some links up on the Phoenix FM website later on. And you're going to play us out with one last tune in a moment. But first, we've talked about the future. Now, you have already told me this story, which is why I'm asking you. Can you tell us about your very first day at school?
Oh, it was brilliant. my first day at school, first day at primary school. So I must have been, 4, maybe nearly 5. Yeah. And, it was PE. We was getting changed for PE. And so I'm standing there getting changed, standing in my boxers, and then I just pissed myself.
Oh dear.
I don't know why.
And they found you some replacement
clothing. What would happen is if that happened, you'd get escorted to the office, which I did, and then they would have like spare clothes that, you know, if something like that happened. And there was no trousers there that day, but there was a skirt, so I was made to wear the skirt for the rest of the day,
and
on my first day of school.
Your very first day.
Yeah.
Dear. Was that traumatic?
Well, probably, but then I think from that point on, I just thought, what's the point?
Well,
what's the point in caring?
Probably a good test of character.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Caelan. I think you're really talented, and I'd really wish you all the very best. I hope you do well on your course, and I hope you realise your dream of having a life in music and earning a living and doing it. It sounds great. Okay, so what are you going to play us out with?
It's called Cedro's Cloud, and it's
another self-composed one.
Yes, self-composed. It's the latest one that I've been writing.
So wonderful. All right, Caelan Castle and Cedro's Cloud.
Cedro's Cloud. Thank you.
Wow, amazing.
Thank you
excellent.
Very much.
We need an audience. Excellent, excellent. So I did forget to ask you, have you got any upcoming gigs you can tell us about?
I'm not as of yet. I mean, trying to look for gigs, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I am playing, I know for certain I'm playing at the Grosvenor House Hotel.
Wow.
Next, you know, in London.
Yeah,
next,
yeah,
Next year, March, I believe. That's for the Mo Farah Foundation.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be brilliant.
Is that connected with the Appetito? Because I think he's done some work, hasn't he?
Maybe, yeah, I think
Yeah, excellent. Well,
yeah,
right.
So that's going to be good fun.
All right. Well, we'll put links to your Twitter and your Facebook pages on our website later on, along with some videos where we can see all your blurry fingers going on there.
Brilliant.
And thanks very much for coming into Phoenix today.
It's been brilliant.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.